This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The session will begin with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Earlier, an all-party meeting convened ahead of the budget session of Parliament, which was held at the Parliament House complex today. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Parliament session. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there are 16 bills and 19 businesses already listed in the House.
साल का पहला पार्लियामेंट सेशन बहुत सार्थक रहेगी और सारे पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज के ओर से पार्टिसिपेशन कोऑपरेशन और कोऑर्डिनेशन मिलेगा ऐसा उम्मीद है. देयर आर टोटल 16 बिल्स लिस्टेड एंड टोटल 19 बिजनेस व्हिच आर ऑलरेडी देयर इन द हाउस. दीज बिजनेस विल बी टेकन अप ओनली आफ्टर द प्रोसेस फॉर द बजटिंग इज कम्प्लीटली ओवर.
Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that his party will raise the issues of unemployment, inflation and the constitution. He also expressed concern over the Mahakumbh incident. He alleged that the Joint Parliamentary Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill was passed by the committee in haste. Samajwadi Party MP Professor Ram Gopal Yadav said that inflation, unemployment and the tragic incident in Mahakumbh were raised during the all-party meeting. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 this Saturday. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. Talking to Akashvani News, pharmacovigilance scientist working in the healthcare sector, Dr. Mayank Virmani shared his expectations from the upcoming Union Budget. The campaign for the 70-member Delhi Assembly is in full swing. Prominent leaders of major political parties are conducting public meetings, roadshows and rallies to seek votes in favour of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed public meetings in Rohini and Wazirpur areas. Addressing a gathering in Rohini, Mr. Shah promised that 2,500 rupees would be given to the women of the city if voted to power. Addressing a rally in Krishnanagar, BJP President J.P. Nadda alleged that AAP has created nothing but chaos over the last 10 years. He added that they did not take advantage of any central government schemes and misled the people of Delhi. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attacked Mr. Kejriwal on issues including pollution in the Yamuna River, the alleged liquor scam and others. Addressing a rally in the Badli area, Mr. Gandhi also accused the AAP convener of engaging in corruption during their tenure. Meanwhile, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal accused Congress party of working with BJP to ensure his party's defeat in the assembly polls. Addressing the media, he urged Congress workers not to vote for the Congress party, claiming they are collaborating with BJP. The government today announced that India is all set to launch its own safe and secure indigenous artificial intelligence AI model at an affordable cost. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that compared to global models costing $2.5 to $3 per hour usage, India's AI model will cost less than 100 rupees per hour after 40% government subsidy. As the world observes World Neglected Tropical Diseases NTDs Day today, India's iconic India Gate has been illuminated in vibrant shades of purple and orange. This symbolic gesture is part of a global initiative to light up famous landmarks around the world, raising awareness about neglected tropical diseases. It also underscores the importance of collective action to combat these debilitating conditions. In badminton, former world number one Kidambi Srikanth and Shankar Subramaniam advanced to the men's singles quarterfinals of the Thailand Masters tournament in Bangkok today after winning their respective matches in contrasting fashion. Srikanth secured a commanding victory over 20-year-old Jason Gunawan of Hong Kong, defeating him 21-19, 21-15 in just 42 minutes in the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.